Hey everyone, this is Scotty Moore with Fest Pop, and I have the honor, the privilege to be interviewing NK Riots, calling in from Los
Hey.
Angeles. How's it going, NK?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How's your day going?
Doing great, man. So do you go by NK or NK Riot? Do you like it?
Lately people have been calling me NK, but yes, I go by NK Riot. But yeah, NK is fine. That's
Very
cool.
good. So NK, where are you from originally?
I'm from Los Angeles, California, from Boyle Heights, California. Actually, it's a little subdivision of Los Angeles, and about a quarter of a mile or half a mile from downtown Los Angeles going east. And I'm born and raised there. That's where I'm from.
The LA, the jungle, right on. So we were talking a little before about how our zillion users are very hardcore Fest fans. So let's go back in time when you're a teenager. Do you remember the first music festival you went to as a fan?
First music festival I ever went had to be FYF Fest.
Nice. Who was on the lineup?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was think no, was that? No, I think it was hard. No, I think it was hard, to be honest. I think it was hard, and it was with Mike Snow. I think it was
Oh,
Mike Snow,
nice.
and I think I was actually 23 or 22, because like I didn't get into festivals until I was a little older. I used to go to concerts. Actually, my first concert I ever went to was not Pink Floyd, but it was Roger Waters at the Staples Center, and
Oh, man, I love Pink Floyd.
it was a great set. And it's kind of crazy, man, because I was more of like a psychedelic rock kind of guy, and like King Crimson and Love and more of the progressive stuff, faster up pace. And I didn't really get into Pink Floyd until like my cousin took me to the concert, and I was like blown away. But anyways, going to the festival aspect of it, I remember I was outside this festival, and I really wanted to get in, and like some random person just came up to me and was like because I was standing like outside where the street was, and just putting my ear towards like the fence with the tarp, and I was just listening. I was like, oh man, who's this guy? I don't know who this is. I was doing like electronic stuff and all this great melodic vocals, and then the guy's like, hey, you want to get in? I'm like, yeah. And so he gave me his wristband or ticket at the time, and I just went in there, and I just had a great time, and I got to like hear Mike Snow, and I was like blown away by him. So
That's
that's
great.
great.
Now, have you
Yeah.
played at festival, music festivals?
Let me see. Yes, I have. I played at Echo Park Rising, which is like kind of a thing that Spaceland Presents does in Los Angeles, and they get almost like 300 bands at a time, and they just like they
Now, was
all
that the
perform.
first
And
your first music festival that you played at? Was that your very first?
as NK Riot,
Yes.
yes,
Now
as
think
NK
about
Riot, yes.
now what festival do you want to perform at that you want that you're hounding your manager and booking agent, like, get me to play at this festival. Like, what's your dream music festival to perform at?
I just came back from EDC, so I want to do EDC. Like, I want to do EDC. Oh,
Hey,
yeah.
we got to talk to Pasquale about that. Get you on the lineup next year.
EDC. I mean, it was a great experience, to literally to be in, as a producer and an artist, like we get to only hear our music in a certain volume rate, like with our monitors and our headphones, and then like at big venues. But to be able to be in an area filled with thousands and thousands of people with like a limited power of sound and visuals, it really makes the creative juice and flow in your head say, wow, I want to really sound design some frequencies to the level where it could really with the crowd, and kind of maybe bleed into the other stages too, where everybody turns like, who's that? This kind of thing. And it was very inspiring. So I think EDC is like one of them, and it's one of them that I would love to
Yeah, so I've been
perform
listening
in.
to music, man. Super talented. And we're definitely gonna get you some exposure. So I was doing my research, and you developed, I don't want to pronounce this wrong. Is it goji? The goji genre? Gaji?
Yeah, goji.
Go.
Goji. It's like the berry, like the
Okay,
goji berry.
The goji berry. Okay, so you invented this genre.
Yeah, it's a yes.
Okay, can you explain that? Explain that genre.
In a nutshell, it's basically goji is a representation of cooking style that I do, which goes by, it takes the bitter and sweet of all genres and puts it into one. That's what it does. And it's like, there's no limit. There's no, you know, you hear some trance, some house, you hear some like dub, you hear some rhythm, you hear some like melodies. It's just everything that I experienced as a kid, teenager, and young adult into one. And it fuses also a storyline behind the music. It's not just tracks, it's a storyline. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like it has to always, like, that's how I feel when I write music. There's a story behind it, so that's why I like to really push forth when I do a show. It's like telling a story. And sometimes with some of my sets that I do, sometimes it starts really slow and it'll just speed up at like up to 150 BPM, like at the last track. It's just like climbing and like a freight train just going on like 200 miles per hour and can't be stopped. And there's no limit behind it. That's the thing. It's like, you know, I don't want to be that kind of artist that's like just gets stuck in one genre category. I started off doing samba, bossa nova, flamenco, jazz, and progressive rock.
Musician too, you play guitar?
Yeah, I play guitar, bass, and keys. And yeah, I started off playing guitar. I started off as a musician, and playing the electronic stuff 5 years ago because I just got tired of being in the band and everybody like not coming to rehearsal.
happen.
So goji, yeah. So it incorporates the bittersweet of all genres. And the thing about it is, like, even subgenres that don't even get the right, like, attention that they deserve incorporate some of the textures and stuff like that. Because, like, and that's another thing, like, a lot of individuals kind of feel, like, for me, I would like to take the subtones of a step or, like, a rhythm, like, kind of subtone sound design and incorporate with, like, the high-end, like timbre of a house track. And a lot of people don't try to do that because it's like, oh, it's clashing. It has to be one or the other. It's like, no, why don't we fuse both of them together, drop some live vocals and some guitar at the same time? You know, it's like, what can we do? How can we push the limits? How can we stimulate the audience, like, to its fullest? So that's what it's about.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to, so one of your old tracks in 2015 is the LP Disco 83.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to...
Yeah, I was... go ahead. You know, it's funny that you mentioned it because, like, now I'm thinking about it, maybe it'd be cool to do a remix of that. You know, who knows? Because with the production level that we're doing right now, it'd be kind of cool, like, to do a remix of that. I was a real big fan of the talk box. So that's actually a talk box that I play on that.
I just love that disco beat in the background. It's so funky and it's so cool. Yeah, just make sure this like, and especially I was listening to it here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and palm trees, and it was perfect.
awesome.
Hey, speaking of traveling, can you tell our audience, you know, your next performances coming up in the next, like, you know, from now until like the summertime?
Oh, okay. So right now, what I have scheduled. Well, tomorrow I'm actually doing my live 3D performance at the Downtown Independent in Los Angeles, California. I'm performing in there, and basically what we're doing, I'm fusing my first album and my second EP that is going to be released Thursday night, Friday morning. I'm fusing this whole score of sounds into a storyline and calling it Virtual Climax Recordings, VCR for short, which tells the story of, like, the origins of evolution, where it takes a tiny organism and it actually creates into an animal, creates into plants, and then creates into us humans, and then post-humanism, and then it basically implodes into the universe. And that's kind of how I feel like how music is. It's like you get, like, you started off as like a small organism and you watch it grow and to this thing where it becomes this living entity, not in us but around us, you know, because music and sound surrounds us. So I took that concept and idea and I applied it in a visual aspect. So, you know, basically taking during the show, the first half is all 2D, a lot of lights and crazy visuals, and then the second half is in 3D and anaglyphs. So it's the red and blue old school 3D glasses. So you put them on and then you experience the rest of the actual story.
And you got Phoenix coming up too, right?
Yes, and I'm playing at the Van Buren on Friday, the next day, which is kind of cool. I'm opening up for a tribute band to Daft Punk, and it's like they're called One More Time. But they're really popular around the world. They played all over the place already, and it's kind of, you know, I always try to
stay
away from. No, I always trying to, like, you know, because people, a lot of individuals like to reference me that, like, oh, you're trying to do that Daft Punk thing. Like, I don't really represent seeing myself as, like, a robot, so to speak. I'm more like a rocketeer or like the underdog superhero that's, like,
yeah, I've always liked this question. I've heard this interview question before. If your music was a food, what food would that be?
It'll be goji. It'll be a goji, baby.
there you go. And I got some other cool questions. Yeah. All right. So you are performing tomorrow, and it's going to be Armageddon. The world is ending, right? And
at the same time.
And you only have one track to play. Out of all your catalog, what track is that?
I only have one track. Okay.
Yeah, the world's ending. You only got one track you can play.
Okay. Can it be a medley?
No, it's anything from your catalog.
Okay. It will actually be Morning Eclipse, which is tracks on the EP that throw that in the medley to All Along the Watchtower. So I could do a guitar solo at the end.
you'll be performing that tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm performing that tomorrow night. Yes, Morning Eclipse.
All right. Okay, same scenario, world is ending, and you get to bring about a collaborator, and that collaborator, that artist could be living or dead.
Oh, man, that's a good one. man. Yeah. Who would it be? Oh, man. How long does somebody, what's the longest that anybody took on this?
Yeah, it's always, we can go back to that one if you want to.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. I have to say, that's a really good question. I love that.
We'll do a follow up when my writers interview Friday in Phoenix. So we'll do a follow up so you have time to think about that one.
Okay. All right. Sounds
That's
good.
Great. So so we got Phoenix. What's after Phoenix on Friday?
After Phoenix, we got a bunch of little shows in LA and stuff like that. But really, we have a lot of stuff coming up for the summer and later on the year. We're talking about Europe. Stuff in Europe, hopefully in China and Korea, and yeah, man, we're just pushing it, and then we're trying to do the festival thing by the end of this year and next year, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming up. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the works, and also music and collaborations and remixes that we're doing, and I'm super stoked about that. So that can't tell, but I'm gonna leave it broad. So. It's gonna be cool when it does launch. Just like, you know, we're gonna have that announcement on the website and Facebook and stuff like that. But
that's a good segue. I know you're a busy guy, NK. So let's close on this. So tell people your website.
You could visit NK. Visit my website at nkriot.com, and then cool. And we're also on
Facebook and Instagram. What's your Instagram hashtag?
Our Instagram is at NKRIOT, NK Riot, and Facebook, same. You could find us at, actually, it's on Facebook, it's NK-Riot. And then we're also on Spotify. We're also on Spotify. You could just type in NK Riot, all capital letters. And yeah, give us a follow. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man. I can't wait to see you perform live, and wish you the very best, man. You're going to be on a wild ride, man. You're going to start exploding.